Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. We're glad you're with us. I want to remind you of the call-in number. It's 323-203-0815. So, with that said, I want to say, Dr. Allen, you are on the air.
Ready to work and serve.
All right, everyone. We had our Monday night last Monday, and I want to remind you, in order to find out when our next Monday night is going to be next month, best to go to www.drpatallen.com or sign up for our newsletter, and then you're going to get all the information. You can do that at the website as well. We've got callers waiting, Dr. Allen. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. I'm going to tell our wonderful Ronan at the switchboard, we are ready, willing, and able. And he is wonderful. He's our favorite. Here. All right. He says we're ready to go. Awesome. Okay. Oh, telephone appointments. You want information about them. You keep asking me, I'm going to keep telling you. Info@drpenallen.com. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, yes, I do have a question. Thank you for taking my phone call. So this guy, I called last week, and this man lives in New York City, and last week he said that he was going to call me and talk about us. He's always texting me and telling me that we should have a life together and to have a real life with children, family. They're just texts, and when we schedule an appointment, he's always have something going on. He cancels. His father is sick. He's in New Zealand visiting with his father. I don't know what to do because I become very excited, and then he just disappears, and it's been going on for years already.
Okay. So are you
I don't know what
like he
do.
Wants?
If I am chasing him, no.
Well, then it'll keep on going because he's going to tease you until you chase him.
But I don't want to chase him because I want to be cherished and I want to be the girl in a relationship. I don't want to be the male.
But I think he may want that too. He's a girl too.
Oh, my God. I want a man.
Well, he's half man and half woman. Everybody's androgynous. Men have male bodies, but they have female souls called the anima. Women have female bodies, but they have male souls called the anima mas. The Chinese have a wonderful system called I Ching, 64 hexagrams of how to love soul to soul. Soul mate, that's the person with the yin and the person with the yang soul, the anima and the animas. Emma Young wrote the book Anima Animas, if anybody wants to read it. But that's I Ching. And then we in the West, we do yin and yang. Great book, Living the Yin and Yang Way of Life by Dr. Lee and Dr. Anyway.
So, Dr. Allen, should I chase him and call him and ask him what does he want me to do?
Do you feel good about doing that? Are you going out of your circle of comfort?
And No, I'm not. I feel okay if I do that. I just want to know so we can just move forward or leave it.
Maybe he doesn't want to move forward. Maybe he wants to enjoy where he's at. Maybe he likes to pursue you, but doesn't want to sign the deal.
Got it. Okay. And I have another. Dating, and I have been beauty dating this. Well, I'm dating this guy, this man.
Oh, I remember, Dr. Sherman, Dr. Lee.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. That's the name of the book.
No, that's the name of the authors of the book. Yin and Yang Way of Life.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to read it so I understand, but I think I'm going to move on because he lives in New York City. I live in Los Angeles. And he's always very busy traveling to China and all over the world. So I think he's an indecisive man. And I don't want that kind
Maybe he's a man who likes lots of interesting people and things to do.
Yes, that's right.
Maybe that's his temperament. That's
right. Yes, I believe so. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, Dr. Allen, I have another person that I have been dating since October. And he's so nice. He's been introducing me to his family for Christmas, but he has never, ever talked about us, never, hold my hand or anything in 3 months. But yesterday he actually invited me with his parents to a cruise to Budapest for 12 days. And he said, well, you can stay.
My goodness.
Yeah, he said, well, you can stay with my mother and you can stay in the best room and I can stay with my father. Or if you change your mind, you can stay with me. But I don't think my parents would like that very much. He's a very respectful guy. But I am not sure, I want to know what he wants from me because he never tells me. He tried to kiss me, but he doesn't go for it.
I think he's already doing it.
Yes. He's more a doer than a texting guy that is texting me all these things.
Most men are. Men deserve to be respected because of their actions. Women are worthy of love because they exist.
And Dr. Allen, is it a good idea for me to ask him, if I said yes to his invitation, would it be a good idea for me to ask him, this guy, well, what do you like us to be? We have been dating for already a couple of months. Do you like to have some family or do you want to get married or, how do
was
I go
your
about
mother
that?
A man too?
Yes, she was.
Do you want to be like your mother?
No, I don't. So that's why I am not asking any questions.
Good, but now you're asking me to let you ask questions, interview him. Are you interviewing him for the job of your wife?
No.
Is your father a wuss?
No, he's not.
What is he like? Does he cherish his wife? He respects her.
Yes, my father respects my mother.
That's because your father, it works off of his feminine, and your mother works off of her masculine. So she's the husband, he's the wife, and you want your boyfriend, because he must be a boyfriend. Is he taking you to this cruise?
Yes. He said I don't have to worry about paying for it, and he's going to take
care
of it.
Therefore, what is it you're asking for? He's already entertaining you and courting you.
I see. I just feel, Dr. Allen, a little bit uncertain of if he is
willing. Of course you do. You don't have him under your control, sir.
Yeah, and it's a delicate question to ask him about his financial stability to have
a
family.
Are you having intercourse
with
him?
No. Nothing. No.
For what reason would you ever ask him about the future if he's living in today?
Yeah, that's true. I understand.
You know what the three words for women is? Are passive. You want to be active because your mother taught you to be active, a boy. Passive, patient. You're not patient. And vulnerable to his leadership. Raise your right hand, please.
Mm-hmm.
I promise. On my honor. To respect the man I'm with. Even when. I was raised to be a man. Furthermore. I promise. To keep my manly mouth shut. About what I want. Unless I want the police to come. Or a doctor to come. Or go to a lawyer to sue. Now, has he ever done anything that would cause you to call the police? A doctor or a lawyer?
No, actually, he's a lawyer, so no. Not at all.
For what reason do you want to be the husband?
Because sometimes I feel insecure about...
Of course you feel
because
insecure.
Dr. Allen, you know, because before I...
Of course you feel insecure.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep talking when you talk.
Okay. Can I ask you one more question about another person?
I haven't answered that one.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Sorry, Dr.
See, I want you to, if you want to be cherished, that means you want your feelings to be entertained. You don't want to be hurt physically. You want to be cherished. He's cherishing you. You now seem to want to be respected as the controlling man in this relationship. If you're respected, he's not the man.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
So
I understand your point of view.
Unless you have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer, do it his way.
I understand. I have to follow his lead, in other words.
You don't have to. You can do exactly what your mother did, and you can marry a man exactly like your father. Someone who respects you as the responsible leader in the family.
I see. I understand.
Do you want that
job? I understand. No, I don't.
Then would you please be passive, patient, and vulnerable to his leadership?
I will. And thank you, doctor. I understand very clearly. And
okay.
I'm actually, we got him. No worries. All right. No problem.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very, very much. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. So we got more callers waiting for us. So we're going to have to move on. And
hello.
Thank you.
Kyle, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hi, guys. How are you?
Great.
Oh, we're fine.
Good. I'm calling with, two-fold question. I have been talking to this guy for the last almost 2 months.
You have.
Well, he's been talking to me.
You've been talking to him. You've been interviewing him.
No. He's been talking to me.
I was waiting for you to say.
Yes, he's been talking to me for the last 2 months.
Remember, the egg sits in the fallopian tubes quietly. The sperm moves on the eggs. Do you want to be the egg, or do you want to be the sperm?
The egg.
Then, now let's start the session again.
Okay.
Hi there. What's your question?
Hi, this guy has been talking to me for the last almost 2 months.
Good.
And I like the consistency of the texts and the calls and things like that. My only concern is we don't live in the same state, and he's still friends with his ex-wife. And that bothers me because they don't share any children together, any reason that they have to remain friends, but they're still friends. And I see that he still has their wedding photos on his Facebook page. And it doesn't sit well with me. It's not like he's hiding it, but he told me he was divorced. And he's been divorced for a year and a half. It looks like they were married for a year and a half. So basically they've been divorced for as long as they were married. And he said the reason they divorced is they realized they were better friends than to be married. And they don't hate each other and this and that. And I don't really know much more because a lot of stuff, like the pictures and stuff, I found on his Facebook. He didn't openly share that with me. I decided to do some research myself.
Did your father betray your mother with other women?
Yes, he did.
And I want you to know you've got a book to read, Wounded Woman by Linda Leonard. Do you understand that you are second generation betrayed? In like second generation Auschwitz? Do you realize this man has not done anything wrong except be a man? And your mother, poor soul, was betrayed by her husband, who was probably her wife. Is your mother masculine?
Yes, but the thing is, I don't know if she was masculine when she was married to my dad. My father passed away when I was 12. So as a 12-year-old, I can't, then I wouldn't be able to have judged how she was. Now that she's older, over 70, she's definitely in her masculine, but I don't know how she was.
Yes, that's appropriate. Has she remarried?
No, she never remarried.
She never remarried. Did she tell you your dad betrayed her?
She did, but I didn't find this out until probably about 10, 15 years ago. So I was in my 20s when I found out. I didn't know.
I understand that. But guess who's here on the phone with us?
You are.
Right.
You see? So what you're doing is you're manipulating your boyfriend into paying for your dad betraying your mom.
But he's not my boyfriend. But he's not my boyfriend. We've only known each other for 2 months, and we've never met
no,
in
dear,
person yet.
He's your boyfriend. Yeah. He's not your fiancé. He's not your husband. Well, let's call him your friend boy.
Yeah, because he's barely a friend. I guess now that I'm listening to myself, I'm like, he's barely a friend, I guess you could say, when you really think about a friendship, because we've never met in person yet. We've just been friends on social media for a while. And now
you're already afraid he's going to betray you.
Well, it's not that. I just don't want to waste time talking to someone.
Wait a minute.
What is
wasting time? These people got a divorce because they were friends, not lovers. Therefore, they want to stay friends. They were not lovers.
Yeah, and here I want to interject something because I'm friends with my ex. We're very good friends. And the thing is that I would never consider sleeping with him or ever getting back together with him. Although when his father just died, he called me because I'm his friend. So the thing is that they're divorced and they're friends. Better that he's friends with somebody divorced. If you get involved with somebody who always has these tumultuous breakups, then you can pretty much say, hey, what's the problem here? So he's friends with her. They figured it out. And they didn't hurt each other. They didn't damage each other.
That's true. I just felt like, I almost feel like, and again, I'm.
But that wasn't your feeling. That's what you learned from your mother. It's called scripting.
I guess because I saw these pictures of him calling her the love of his life, like every single picture, the love of my life, my fiance, my, you know, all of this lovey-doveyness, that it looks like
and they got
so
married
love.
And they found out. Do you have a friend you love?
Yes, I do.
Okay. They found out they weren't in love.
Mm.
You have to have three things to be in love. You have to have chemistry, compatibility, and good communication to negotiate. Now, they were dear friends, but I don't hear that they were good lovers.
Right. It sounds to me like they had two out of three, but two out of three don't make a good marriage.
In love. No.
Right.
But I guess what I'm thinking is, wouldn't you know that? I know I'm getting off topic, but wouldn't you know that you're not compatible before you get married if you guys are spending the night living together, having sex, all of that stuff, and the only difference is now you have a legal binding document. Didn't you know that you weren't in love before? Like,
do people stay the same and never grow? Because if that's the case, then we've got real problems. People grow. People change. You got to read Plato's Symposium.
I will look into that. Then I just didn't want to, because he calls me basically every single day or texts me. And I just don't want to get emotionally involved, emotionally attached to someone and start to like someone that still has another foot out the door with his ex-wife, because I'm not there and I don't know exactly what's going on. I just know what he's telling me. So that's why I just kind of, and I've never said anything to him about it. I just started to feel like maybe I should just pull back, because I don't want to be hurt by the situation. And we haven't met yet either, but we talk, like I said, every day.
You do not know if you have chemistry. You've got to meet him to have chemistry or find out you don't. I want you to know that keeping your circle of potential boyfriends so limited that you can get them to give up their I-ness, their ability and willingness to be an individual, is guarantee that your marriage won't work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I will leave it alone. Now that I've talked to both of you, I won't say anything to him, because I, like the other caller, wanted to say something to him about what is going on, but I realized myself that that's too soon.
Most women that want to be permanent mothers of their men say just that. Remember, men are built to compete, conquer, and control. We're built to receive, be available to receive, and respect the men that earn our respect.
Okay, I will leave it.
He's done anything.
He hasn't. I mean, he hasn't done anything other than the fact that I know they're friends and she likes his posts and stuff like that, which is just like, okay, clearly they're friends. So,
feel totally free to try to control men, because the ones you control, you'll enjoy, because they will be your wife. Not your husband.
I don't want that. Okay, so I will leave it alone. And then I guess my other thing is, I'm about to go have surgery to have fibroids removed. And we talk every day. Should I just not tell him that? I don't know if I feel comfortable sharing, but I'm going to basically be out of commission for the next 6 weeks, i.e. on pain medication, stuff like that. So I would sound probably a little groggy or drugged. on the phone. So
Are you going to let him wonder where you went with the surgery?
No, I didn't know what I should do.
Or is he your friend?
Yes, I mean, but still, we've only known each other talking-wise for 2 months. So I was kind of like, I don't know if I should tell him about the surgery or if I should just say lie and say I want to travel. I don't know. I was trying
Have
to
you
think
got
about
a girlfriend?
I
Have you got a girlfriend?
Yes, I have girlfriends.
Did you tell your girlfriends what you're doing?
No, I haven't. Well, they know I'm going to have surgery, but I haven't told them I was going to not tell him about it.
But that's starting out with a lie.
Yeah, so...
I'm sorry, Kelly, I didn't hear you.
That's starting out with a lie. It's not a great thing. You don't have to give him gory details.
Right.
What I'm hearing is your mother's script has really taken you over. She's 70 years old. She married one man. He betrayed her. And she gave up on men. Do you understand that your standard of control for a man is so heavy that he will have to be a woman to keep it? Your woman. If you want him, there are lots of men that like being female. Find one.
Right.
Because this one sounds too male for you.
But I like being in the feminine, and I'm trying to be in the feminine, and I don't like lying. I try not to say anything.
Well, then would you kindly treat him as you do your girlfriend?
Oh, that's what you were saying. I just wasn't sure telling a man this soon, 5 words, that somebody would be turned off and say, oh my God, she can't have children.
Why would
she
he be turned off?
Fertility issues or something.
I got issues. He may very easily do that, but isn't that what self-preservation is about? If you have something that he can't accept, you better find out sooner than later.
No, you're right, and I don't feel comfortable not being truthful with someone because I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, it's a procedure that many women have. It's just
so
I wasn't sure how
a man would
take it.
Are you going to do it?
Yes, I would have to tell him because, like you said, if I disappear out of the blue for weeks at a time or I sound drugged on the phone, the man may think I'm on drugs or something, which I'm not. So I would need to, obviously explain if I'm sounding a little groggy or I'm not able to be on the phone as often as I once was for a few days, at least till I get better. So, yeah, I will be honest with him and he could take it
Good.
Or leave it. So
start to get to know who he really is.
No, you're right. I'm going to do nothing. And Kelly, thank you for that. I have a better understanding because you're right. They may be very well or friends. It's me in my own head thinking that he still is pining after her and I'm like some rebound person. That's kind of how I'm feeling. But clearly I may have been reaching.
Yeah,
so
and also remember, Dr. Allen does life scripts, which I think maybe might be an awesome thing to, and she does it on the phone. You can make an appointment, info@drpatallen.com. It's amazing. It's eye-opening. I've done it with Dr. Allen several times, and it's life-changing. It really is. It really, really is.
Well,
so consider it.
I need to consider that. I will.
Really,
thank you guys so much. I don't want to take up any more of your time, but thank you again.
Thank you, Don. Good luck, Larry. All right. So passive is our theme tonight, isn't it?
Yes.
It is. We get these themes. It's funny how they start and they roll. I just love it. It's like what energy is in the air and it's coming through. It's awesome. Let's see what's coming off here. I think that our switch. All right. Switchboard got a voicemail. So everybody, if you get a call from a number you maybe don't recognize, but you've called the show and you're listening, please answer because we want to talk to you and not your voicemail. Awesome. Okay, so here we go.
Hello?
Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, hi, Dr. Allen. So I had called last week. I had called last week about not liking Mexican food.
Oh yeah. I remember. Right.
So anyway, I went for the date. He actually ordered the food for me, and it was good. And I'm glad it went well. I have a couple of other questions. So this weekend, he wants me to meet his sister. And I kind of feel like it's a test. Like he's testing, because he's talked about his sister a lot. And it sounds like they have a pretty good relationship. So just calling to see if you had, I guess, some pointers, some things I should be, you know, looking for when I meet her. Or, you know, just how to behave.
So are you going to refuse to meet her?
Sorry?
Are you going to not meet the sister?
I am going to meet her, but I'm just wondering, I haven't read your book for the second part of your book about meeting in-laws and that kind of thing. So I just wanted to know if there are things that I should be looking out for, because I feel like it's a test for him, testing me to meet
what
his
family. What is he testing? To find out if his sister likes you?
Yeah.
What if she doesn't like you?
Right.
Will it make a difference to him?
I think so, because he sounds like they're pretty close. And something else I should know, he told me that he's going through a divorce right now, so it's not been finalized. So that's something else, you know, that I've been thinking about, if that might impact meeting the in-laws. I mean, they're not in-laws yet, but, you know, yeah.
So you're socializing with a man that's getting a divorce, but not sexualizing.
Yeah. Yep. I haven't had intercourse with him.
Okay. And so he wants to see if his sister likes you, because maybe his sister knew that his wife was not right for him, and he wants to see if she thinks you might be a candidate for marriage.
Yeah, right. So something, you know, he mentioned.
What?
So something he had mentioned was when they got married, he didn't think they were right for each other, but he went on with the marriage because he thought he made the commitment to take care of her. So, you know, there's just kind of the way he talks about her, I feel like there's some resentment there with her.
What's that got to do with you? Don't you want him to be supported, or at least that he gets your opinion about you from his sister?
Yeah. Yeah, I do want that, yeah.
Well, then, pass the test.
Yeah, so there's nothing specific I should be looking for. I should just, I guess, be myself and see if she likes me for who I am.
Right, because we can only wear a mask for so long.
Right, I don't want to do that because, I mean, that's just exhausting, being fake. Okay. All right, so I was just wondering if there was any specific Pat Allen thing I need to be thinking about, but
no.
It doesn't sound like there is.
What I believe is if he's seriously interested in you, he wants if he is interested in you for serious reasons, he wants you to meet his family to get their opinion, because that's who you're going to be living with if you stay with him. You
right,
may not
yeah.
like them.
Yep, that's true.
So,
yep, that's true.
I like the fact that he's interested in you.
Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to behave according to your guidelines, and I'm definitely enjoying dating your way.
Good. So. It's virtuous. Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's taken a couple of years to get here, because I've been listening to you for a while, but I think I have it down. So.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, yeah, that was my question.
Okay. Have a good time meeting them.
Yep, I will.
Good.
All
awesome.
Right. Thanks.
Thank you, caller.
Okay.
Yep, thanks.
That was a little bit noisy. Hi, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do have a question. Thank you so much for taking my call, and I've just been learning so much from you over the years of listening to you, so I wanted to thank you for that. My
thank
question
you for
is...
saying that.
You're welcome. I feel in my gut that I'm doing all the right things and being the female energy in this guy I've been dating. It's been really slow, which is fine for me. We've been out on like 4 dates in 6 months, and he continues to reach out. And he's always busy, but he always loops me in about being busy. So I guess I just want to make sure that I'm in fact being passive, patient, and vulnerable, and not like a doormat. And just because I'm okay with what he's doing, he's just always busy.
Wait a minute. Are you in a relationship with him?
No, no. He's still courting.
So basically, you're dating. You're not in a relationship.
Correct. Yes, yes.
Okay. Have you liked him so far?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you think
and
he likes you?
And I continue to date others. Yes, I do.
Okay. So are you dating 2 other men too?
Yes.
Good. Is he dating? Do you know of him dating other women?
I don't believe he is, no. He's busy with work.
I got it. So he's dating you and going to work.
Yes, basically.
He hasn't asked you to stop dating, right?
No, he has not, no.
Okay, so he's not ready for the responsibility of a relationship, and that's okay. Passive,
yeah.
Patient, and vulnerable. If he's too slow for you, you don't have to you don't tolerate it, reject it. But if it's okay, do it. What is your question?
Yeah, I guess I just wanted to make sure it's the right thing and I'm not like being a doormat.
You're a doormat if you're not dating at least 2 other men.
Got it. Okay. Okay. I understand.
See,
that makes sense.
Women that become bonded, because bonding can be as simple as being near the body. You know, you don't have to have intercourse to bond. You need to pheromones, the cellular projections from his body that trigger your body. So I require that people don't go monogamous unless they both agree. And that's when a man says, I want you to get off the website, dating website. I want you to stop dating other men. How do you feel about doing that? And then you say,
okay.
Oh, I'm not ready to stop dating other men. That means he is not top dog. If he is top dog with you, you will say, of course I will stop dating other people. I'm very happy with you. It's a codependent relationship. It's where one person is a 10 and the other person is a 0. You want to be in a relationship where he's a 5 in respectability and you are a 5 in cherishing. Do you want to be cherished more than respected?
Yes.
Is he cherishing you?
Yes.
Are you respecting him? I take it you're not respecting him.
Well, I mean, I can't really think of any situation. I'm still kind of learning all of your tools, and I always thank him for texting me, thank him for looping me in for rescheduling, thank him for dinner. He always pays.
Okay, so you are appreciating him.
Yes.
All right, well, that's respect.
Okay, perfect, then yes.
Okay. So, what's the sign of a doormat?
A codependent person who is not dating other people unless they're asked to be exclusive.
Perfectly stated. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, caller.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I love that. That was beautiful, Dr. Allen. The concept of the doormat, I think that some of our gals and our listeners have, you know, they wonder whether or not that they're being a doormat or if they're just being passive and patient.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
All right, let's see what our switchboard has to say.
Okay.
All right, I believe we have another caller getting ready to go. There we are. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Greetings and salutations, y'all. Please leave me a message.
Oh, we got another voicemail. So, again, guys, please, if you're calling in, looking for us to call you back, so we can talk to you.
Greetings and salutations.
And again, twice. All right. So our switchboard is going to get another call ready for us. Until then, again, Dr. Allen does private phone appointments. One of the greatest ones she does is the live script. And there's a questionnaire that goes along with that. So if you have an opportunity to do a live script with Dr. Allen, it's an amazing experience. But if you just need to chat with her, even a short 15-minute appointment, we're available to do that. So go to info@drpatallen.com to send an email or go to our website. You can find all of the numbers there to get in touch with the office. All right. Caller, you're
Hello.
Live on the air. Hi, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. So I like a guy. He took me out on a date a couple of weeks ago. And then last week, he asked me out for this Monday. I felt a little offended because I feel like Monday is not really a date going out day. And I wanted to know if that's unreasonable of me.
Yes. Yes. Oh, and okay. Yes.
I feared you would say that.
You see, you're saying I want it my way before you've even really had a date with him.
Right.
He may be
testing
you. You know, the last caller was talking about testing. Men have to test a woman in order to be safe with her. You know, the interesting thing about right-handed men is that they're either thinking intuitively or they're feeling. But when they feel, because they're in love with you, they're extremely vulnerable, extremely. We women are built, literally, to be a little unfaithful. If he's not nice, we get mad. We pull away. But when a man risks falling in love, he risks something that's serious. It's called the broken heart syndrome. He risks a heart attack if a woman betrays him. Mm-hmm. And so what you're doing is you're saying, look, Monday is not date night. Maybe he's visiting his grandma on Saturday. You'd be amazed what people are doing to replace the pleasure they really want in order to be good family members or good students or whatever. So technically speaking, any day is a good day. So if you're interested in finding out who he is, be willing to risk respecting him.
Oh, okay. Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, because like Dr. Allen said, maybe you're trying to be a good student. I don't go out on dates on Friday. I don't go out on dates on Saturday. Those are my two test days for college, and I don't do it. I don't. I'm like, I'd love to go out with you. Friday's test day at college, and I can't do it. So what difference does it make? I mean, the days are just assigned names from the gods, right? Monday,
right,
Tuesday,
right.
Wednesday. they were just assigned names. I mean, it's like Dr. Allen says, what difference does it make what age you are? It's how many trips you've gone around the sun. We assign sociologists. We assign meaning to things that only have meaning because we assign it to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
so
true.
So why Friday is date night is a mystery. Why? Who knows? Maybe Monday is really supposed to be date night and it's the greatest date night ever. It's just a name. It's just a name. It's just a day. You think like you're like what, right. Like the third or fourth girl? Because the first girl
well,
gets
exactly,
Friday.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yep.
Yeah. But yep, you know exactly. What? But what difference does it make what numbers? Dr. Allen just discussed this a couple of weeks ago. What difference does it make what number you are? As long as you come out the winner in the end, who cares if you were number 34
that's
or number
true.
One?
That's true.
It's who wins, you know? It's who wins. And remember, you know, the loser, number two is just the first loser. So it's like, where are you going with it? It's we assign meaning to things that don't necessarily happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, thank you, ladies. I appreciate that.
Good. Good, good, good.
Okay.
I say a nice good dinner. Lady, I say you. A nice dinner's a nice dinner. Don't matter what day.
All right.
Okay. Luck, Colin. Let us know what happens.
Bye. I will.
Oh, Dr. Allen, we're out of time. What is it you want to say to everybody before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Oh, that is so amazing and so true. Everybody, www.drpatallen.com. You're going to find out when our Monday night shows are. We've got our Wednesday night show. You're going to find out what else is going on. You're going to go to Want iStore. You're going to find out when our classes are. They're very small, very intimate in Orange County. If you get the chance to go to one, you will not be sorry. Private phone appointments, you know how to get in touch. info@drpatallen.com or go to the website. Find any phone number you need to contact Sue Wagner. Thanks to the One Institute for bringing us here to be with you each and every Thursday night. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.